Okay, Cynthia. Okay, bye-bye.
Hello, Donna.
Hi. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
I hear Rebecca, and I hear Donna, and I hear other people, and I'm so glad you're all here tonight. We're going to have a really interesting class, I think, tonight with a cosmic being who, time, and it's going to be very revealing as to what he has to say. So I will turn this class over to Lenore.
Hi, Donna. Would you like to mute everybody first?
Yes, I'm going to mute everybody first.
Okay.
Hang on, and then Lenore, you come back with Star 6.
Okay.
Okay, Lenore, you can come back.
Okay. Well,
good
evening, everybody. We'd like to get acquainted with you and learn more about you and introduce you to others in your area. If you'd like to know like-minded people, please contact us. We have friends from all over the world who would also like to meet you. Would you like to stay updated on the Heart Center activities? Let us know. You're invited to share any prayer requests with us at the end of the class, which occurs approximately 9:15 Central Time. We have a Heart Share team, and our active members are Greg Griggs, our newest team member, plus Donna, Cord, Barbara, Donna Driggan, Marlene, Sharon, Dwyn, Cindy, and myself, Lenore. We present this class, and we are available to answer questions, find out answers, pray with, and encourage you. If any attending this class would like to help us, please contact Donna Korth or me or any other team member. We also have a prayer team that prays for everyone that is invited to this class. Right now, this team consists of Donna Driggan, Martha Manns, John Turnquist, and Susan Costello, for whom we are very grateful as they pray for all of us each month. We're composed of friends worldwide whose desire is to hold the balance of light upon the earth by emanating light as directed by our Father, Mother, God, and higher beings. The Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religious or non-religious background. We work closely with the Ascended Masters, those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on earth and now work with the angels in heaven and other cosmic beings to assist us toward our ascension. We have a wonderful class tonight, as Donna said. This is going to be with the cosmic being Metatron and with Lord Lanto. Barbara, would you like to tell us more about Metatron at this time?
Yes. Metatron is a great cosmic being, an ascended being. According to the Jewish Kabbalah, he is equal to the archangels, and he's called the Chancellor of Heaven. He's the one who sits at the feet of God and serves as the heavenly scribe, writing down the deeds of Israel. That's a direct quote from Kabbalistic literature. So there's also some confusion that Metatron is the ascended version of Enoch, but we know Enoch is a separate being. Other than that, and all the mystical information from the Talmud and from the Kabbalah, I couldn't find a whole lot else about Metatron except that he serves as the heavenly scribe. So basically, he's the one that knows everything that God has and is doing and will do, which is pretty amazing to think about. So that's my little bit on Metatron.
Okay, thank you, Barbara. The Masters want to be our friends and are here to serve us and help us come up higher, as Metatron and Lord Lanto desire to do for you and for all of us through our messenger David Lewis tonight. We keep the callers muted to eliminate background noise, so we have muted you. And when there may be an opportunity for questions or comments, just press star 6 so that we can hear you, and then be fairly brief, and then press star 6 again when you are finished, so you will be muted again. I would like to call on Sharon Wallace, if you're here, Sharon, to do the opening invocation, please.
I am here. In the name of the living God, we call to the sponsoring masters of the Heart Center, along with beloved God Harmony, Metatron, and Lord Lanto. We ask you to overshadow us during this heart share class. Help us become adepts of meditation, peace, and stillness. Cut us free from all distractions, the negative effects from chemtrails, GMO foods, and those advanced technologies which do not serve us. We call for the enlightenment and highest good of everyone on this call and all who will hear the replay. Thank you, beloved masters. Amen.
Thank you, Sharon. Now, Dwayne, if you are there, I would like you to come on, please, and unmute yourself and make the announcements, if you would.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yes, there's a lot going on with the Heart Center, and both with online and on the telephone and in person. So if you're in an area that you would like to come in physical contact, there may be somebody who is having a class or a book reading that you can learn more about. And I do encourage you, if you don't have a computer, you can learn more about our activities and what we offer. Perhaps you can choose to check out at the library for a time on the computer and visit our website for many informative and interesting teachings, as well as forums that you can choose. And our website is www.heartcenter.org, and learn more about other services and teachings available via telephone. Our next Heart Share Tell class is scheduled for August 27th. On Mondays, Donna Dragan has a teleclass, a book study with St. Germain on advanced alchemy. And on Sundays, we have a Heart Share teleclass with Sharon Wallace on advanced studies of the human aura. And Marlene, I believe you have a class on Dr. Bartlett's book on matrix energetics, and I don't have the day on that, so maybe you can give us that time. Our next event is in Mount Shasta, California, August 6th through 9th. St. Germain and Mighty Victory return to Mount Shasta, divine love fulfilled through higher beingness. And this will also be online. And then we have a Mary University event, September 25th through 27th, 2015 in New York, on higher alchemy and divine abundance for a new era with St. Germain and Fortuna. This will also be online. And then our December event, 17th through 20th, is in Tucson, Arizona. It is a Mary University event with a 5 Dhyani Buddhist. And if you have questions, you may call us and learn more about these activities, especially if you don't have a computer. David is scheduled to be on a number of author book signings and interviews on Advanced Alchemy and Heart Streaming in the Aquarian Age, Volume 1. And coming up in David's schedule are in Hillsboro, Oregon, August 3rd, Mount Shasta, the 6th and the 9th. And then, and also Eugene, Oregon, August 4th in Portland. That's August 4th in Portland. And then Bellevue, Washington, August 10th. Seattle, Washington, August 11th. And so in September, David will be in Minnesota, Illinois, and New York. So there's a lot going on, and give us a call if you feel like we can inform you about more activities that might be near you or near to your heart. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dwayne.
Welcome.
Now, let us do a short breathing meditation. This is also called pranayama. This is to relax and align us with the Holy Spirit. Consider your breath as a gift and a part of the Holy Spirit as we do this together. Close your eyes and look at the inside of your eyelids. Then with your eyes closed, look up towards that place in the center of your forehead between your eyebrows, the location of your third eye chakra. See your breath coming in and out as a brilliant light entering every cell of your body. Mother Mary has said that the Holy Spirit is of female gender, so we say her when referring to the Holy Spirit. Now follow me as I say a mantra and give you instructions to breathe in, hold it in, breathe out, and hold it out. Each of these statements is to the count of eight. And if you want to do this in a different way, your own way, that's fine too. Okay, together, breathe in to this mantra. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out the light. I breathe out her light to the world. Now hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Let's try this again. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Now, if you're interested in deeper and longer meditations and techniques, you can contact one of us. We can give you more ideas. So tonight, we will share together a prayer to Archangel Michael that's on the back of your snail mail letter or that was sent to you by email. So we're muted, so you will only hear me and as we give this. So ready? Archangel Michael, come forth together. In the name of Archangel Michael, I say, O God, I am here to serve with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my being. I give you my heart, O Lord. Live in me, love through me, protect me and all who are on this call from all distractions and technical problems. Allow your heart, your mind, your being to flow and sing within me, to serve all life unto their freedom and the light. May we all be filled with the love and light essential for the healing of our Mother Earth. And next we will sing the thank you song. This is song number 121 in your songbook, or it would be on the back of your class invitation or on the last email reminder we sent to many of you. So as we sing this song, 121, visualize your mind. Song is so wonderful. Donna, I would like to turn the class over to you now, if I may.
Okay. We will get right to it here. Let me get out of this one place, and we will go to the next thing here. Okay, we are about to hear Metatron. And here we go.
Who are diligent in the invocation of light daily? The ascended masters have invested much in their disciples. And it is incumbent upon each and every one to understand the dynamic of light as it is represented within the work that we are about and the flow of radiation that is necessary to sustain a world. Much hangs in the balance in this hour for Earth. Great changes and a shift in consciousness are occurring at many levels of society . Although this emanates from a greater planetary and solar progression, that if you could fully understand it, Blessed Ones, would give you pause to fully know yourself within the context of our greater mission. I take you up in consciousness now, far above the earth, to see the interactivity of many planetary homes with their suns, and these suns within their galaxies. The intensity of cosmic light that is at the core of these galaxies is great. And the pulsation that occurs to sustain all solar worlds and their families around the galactic core is based on a divine science that you see reflected in the microcosm of your world and deep within you at microcosmic levels.
We're going to stop for a minute here, and what I want to ask you is, are you aware of all the things taking place within you at microcosmic levels? They are things that cannot be observed until after they occur. I have a program that I use for people who are ill or have problems of one sort or another. It's called Life Systems that projects frequencies using a type of biofeedback, homeopathy, for over 35 body systems that changes your body at microcosmic levels. But the requirement is that your body and your mental consciousness must be at a place of acceptance, relaxation, and faith. Recently, I had a an employee who was in a horrible car accident about 5 years ago, and they thought they would have to amputate his leg. He had to be pulled out of the truck he was in by this thing called the jaws of life. And they ended up putting all kinds of metal in his leg. It was a seven-hour surgery with also seven different kinds of metals here and there and in his hip. And every so often he gets into terrible pain. And this last time it was so bad that he thought he was going to have a hip replacement. Well, I was able to put his a matrix of his particular information, his name and address and phone number and so forth, into my life program. And even though he wasn't there with me, I was able to I found a place that dealt with hip pain and inflammation and just left it on him. He was busy doing other things, but he has total faith in this program. I know that. Part of the time he was resting, which is ideal. Part of the time he was doing things on a computer, so I had to be careful and eliminate any metal or other technological influence on him at that time. So by the end of about 4 or 5 hours, he called me and he said, "Have you been using that program on me?" And I said, "Yes, I finally figured out what to do." He said, "Well, my pain is completely gone. My inflammation is gone. He says, "I don't seem to have any problems. He was running a fever, and now he wasn't." He says, "I'm going to cancel my appointment. So I was very excited to find out that this worked so well, because sometimes I don't see anything in people changing. I had another lady that was diagnosed with lung cancer in both lungs and given a number of months to live. We worked on her with a program, and she also completely changed her lifestyle. And the next time she went back to the doctor, he said there must have been a mistake because it was gone. I don't take credit for the life program in that case particularly, but I think it was a tremendous help. And her name was Darlene, until we didn't see any more sign. This was a microcosmic change that happened. And how did it happen? People say, well, how can this happen if you're not being worked on surgically, you know, in an operating room or something? How can things like this happen? Had another lady named Elaine, and she was suffering from severe insecticide poisoning. She lived in an area where they were doing a lot of spraying, and she was suffering from severe diarrhea, headaches, and other problems from this poisoning that we found out. We didn't know what the problem was until we made a matrix and looked her up on this biofeedback machine. And we found the poisoning, and we were able to cancel it out of her, and the next day she was fine. Now, I can't guarantee that this would work for everybody, but these are some of the things that are happening today in our country. And I know that a lot of doctors that I've come in contact with since I got a hold of this program, they use the same thing under the table, because when I say under the table, I mean they don't even let their patients know necessarily, because they don't think they will understand it or accept it. But there's so much change going on right now. We are even affected by our cell phones, and as you're sitting right now, there are microscopic frequencies going into your brain as you listen to your cell phone, which is has a matrix that comes to your house on your phone so that you can hear and do what we're doing at the moment. So I just wanted you to be aware of some of the things that are happening microcosmically, and the fact that changes are occurring in you microcosmically from heaven as well as right here on earth. So now we will continue where we were.
There is an evolution of light and of all life that occurs within the various microcosmic worlds. And when you are affinitized to this evolutionary process, you may tap into the great flow of the spirit that is manifest and move on in the stream of awareness that permeates all life. This ritual to the Holy Spirit, in which you have been engaged, is partly for the purpose of attuning you to the great solar cycles of light, radiation, and evolution that is occurring upon this sphere. For many are lagging behind in consciousness and know not of their own great solar presence, which is part and parcel to this evolutionary progression.
The solar presence is a term that was introduced by the Ascended Masters through the Heart Center in around 2005, and it describes that portion of our being that is God. Now, if you have a picture of the divine presence or your Buddhistic self with the rainbow around your higher self up there at the top, this explains it pretty much. And if you don't have this picture, you can call the numbers that we have given you and get one, but you need one because it will help you in getting acquainted with your solar presence. It's depicted as this upper figure in this Christic Buddhic nature chart. And it's also called the I Am Presence, the Divine Presence, the God Presence. It's the individualization of the One, our true divine identity. And we should think of it as us, ourself. And we should be thinking its thoughts instead of our thoughts. Our little self should be so in tune with it, and it's working at it right now. But it should be so in tune that you don't have any thoughts that aren't from your solar presence. They're all from your solar presence or your solar self. The solar presence provides us with the image of our total being as a radiating sun center that continually emanates divine love and every virtue to all life. When we are totally in it, we are like the baby in the womb, the astronaut in his spacesuit, the turtle in its shell. We cannot get along without it. We are totally working with it at all times. To know our solar presence is the most important thing we can do in this lifetime. If we aren't communicating with that part of ourselves by the end of this age, our souls may be taken elsewhere. So the purpose of our broadcasts, which we have every morning, which include different rituals, songs, prayers, personal testimonies, light streams, communications, and discourses from the masters, the purpose of all that is to attune you, to attune me, to the increased light radiation and evolution that is occurring right now microcosmically, so that we aren't one of these people that Metatron just said are lagging behind in consciousness. So get on your computer or your phone and join us every morning and get acquainted with your solar presence by becoming more in tune. If you can't do that, give us a call and we will find a way to three-way you into the broadcast or help you. And I'll tell you a little bit more of that as we go on here.
What is occurring on your world, Blessed Ones, is reflective of what is transpiring in many solar systems that are a part of your galaxy. And each life stream at the soul level is feeling this gradual shifting into a new awareness that when all is outplayed will result in harmonization and an acceleration in frequency that simply must manifest and be outplayed in the ascension of your world. Those who attune to these frequencies will move on in their evolutionary process, and those who, for whatever reason, cannot sustain a certain momentum and expression of the divine radiance within their own life stream, having received opportunity again and again, and yet not embracing their own godhood, will unfortunately suffer the consequences of their human choices to live outside of the divine realm, which is manifesting right within their world and all around them. This is not a threat, dearest heart, but a simple reminder of the equation of divine beingness that has always been possible for each and every one of you as co-creators in your domain with the divine spirit.
For those of you who aren't aware, we are part of the Milky Way. And so he says, this is transpiring in other parts of the Milky Way, are our solar systems that are out there, and that are a part of our galaxy. The Lord of the World of Sirius came in 2014 in the summer, and he blessed those of us who were attending. And I can remember when David Lewis announced that he was coming through El Moria, we were just amazed that this great Lord of Sirius, who was called Sir, and his twin flame was called Soul, Sir and Soul, with a little soul with a little dot in the center of the O, they were here during that conference to give each one of us an individual blessing and a word of advice or encouragement. A lot of times they were just funny. I mean, he had a great sense of humor. But we were absolutely so honored that the Lord of the World of Sirius would come to our little Livingston, Montana, and speak to each of us at that time. It was quite amazing. And so I'm also amazed tonight that Metatron is here in this wonderful heart stream. So just wanted you to know about the fact that there are others happening, other things that are happening in our solar system that are just like what we're experiencing.
When you enter into the ritual of light, as you do in these sessions, you attune to somewhat of the frequencies of which I speak, and yet there must be a greater inculcation within the deepest portions of your soul of that divine spirit. If each and every one of you is to fully embrace and flow within this cosmic stream that is moving your world literally into higher consciousness. I am the being that some have called Metatron. For I am manifesting metaphysical awareness that goes beyond the physicality of life, only outplayed within the earth's body itself. When you understand the science of the Spirit Blessed Ones, you can move within that spirit to dissolve age-old concepts that no longer work within the context of the being who you are in this moment. And therefore I impress my solar awareness through the earth and through the devotees within this activity of light to bring them to a new level of understanding and into the very present reality of what may be for you, new opportunity in this year to embrace higher concepts, to live in solar presence, and to transcend the physical into the meta world of divine beingness in God.
So what are the higher concepts? The masters have said several times that there is much they have to tell us this year as time moves on. I would say that in order to know and be ready to hear these higher concepts that they want to tell us, we must be ready to receive them and apply them. And when we are, they will tell. Here are some of the things that we need to be doing now that will open the door for us to receive more. Number one, and this may be extremely important at this time because every master who heart streams to us tells us to do this, and it's to meditate daily. Number two is to practice Ho'oponopono continually. Just the other day, I sat down and had lunch with a lady who has two older brothers, and her father and mother are now in their late 80s, going into their 90s, and they're getting pretty weak and have a lot of problems. They asked her to be the executor of their family trust. They put her in charge. Well, the two older brothers were furious, and they caused a lot of problems for this dear younger sister. I couldn't believe what they did. One thing they did was, she happens to be a structural integrationist, which is a fancy name for a very good massage therapist. And they took pictures of her from the from her online website and showed them to her parents and said, "See, she is having affairs with women." Actually, they were pictures of her doing massage therapy on women and on children. And these brothers brought these pictures to her parents, got them thoroughly upset, and said, "Look what your daughter is doing." And then they said that she was trying to sell two of their properties out from under them, and they said that it was on the Internet. And, of course, this dear lady was able to confront her brothers finally and say, "Show me where they are on the Internet," because it was not true. But the poor parents in their 80s are practically having heart attacks. So now, my dear friend, she could be very easily filled with hatred or anger, or all kinds of negative emotions towards these two older brothers that are trying to run her through the ringer because they think that they want their inheritance right now, and they think that they should be the executors, or one of them should be. But instead, she's being challenged to use Ho'oponopono, which is what I want you to all remember and do when you run into situations like this or when you run into people that are going through this, because it's happening all around us. All she has to do is look at those brothers and say, "I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you." How easy is that to do? It's not. And she may have to practice this and do it for a good little while before she's really able to say it and mean it. But it's a very important thing to do and to know. and I'm sharing it with people all over the place. And believe me, it's hard for them to accept, but they want it. They crave it. They realize the change, and I've had several of them report back the great miracles that happen when they practice Ho'oponopono, as my dear friend Sarah is doing with her brothers. The third thing you need to do is talk to yourself continually. That's your higher self. That's a capital S. You just simply, and I know the people don't like to use the word assume, but I would like you to assume your holy Christ, Buddha self, your Father, Mother, God, your solar presence is coming down over you like a spacesuit and is there all about you all the time because it wants to be and it will be if you call on it. And all you have to do is start talking to it. Little things, like where did I put my keys? Anything, everything. Now, if the elementals and the other beings that help you get involved, that's fine. But you basically are talking to your higher self, and the others follow suit. They are right there with it. The fourth thing is to saturate yourself with heart streams, heart songs, and prayers, and with heart friends. Saturate yourself with that which is already higher so that you can receive that which Metatron wants you to receive, so that you can embrace higher concepts, so that we can receive what the masters want to tell us. Get involved with the broadcasts or anything that you can get involved with at our heart site, heart center site. It will raise you up, believe me. All I have to do is turn on the music from that in the morning as I get dressed, whatever I'm doing, and it changes my whole attitude sometimes. So be aware of changing your heart this way.
You see, blessed ones, as you transcend cycles, the law of the one enters the equation. And there is no longer a certain complexity that revolves around the human mind. But there is a unity of the spirit that is embraced and flows through all. And the oneness that you feel with all life and all co-creative spirits and multi-dimensions and throughout the galaxies is stupendous. There is no more division. But there truly is a multiplication of light. Some have discerned the inner cyclings of the spirit. Through their study of the stars, their coursing, and the interactivity between planetary bodies that you have called cosmic astrology or the science of solar cycles. Although I do not downplay the truth of the forces that are at play in the geometry of the heavens that occurs as the movement of these worlds in relation to each other is occurring. Blessed ones, know that you may be at the center of the sun, in consciousness at all times, not responding so much to the interplay of these worlds from the point of reference of your physical body, but you may be the great cosmic conqueror within this unified field of solar beingness that no longer experiences the tug and the pull of these astrological influences upon your emotional and mental bodies, such that you react and do not fully master the initiations that are a play to the karmic and magnetic forces that you experience when living from this point of reference. Take to heart the message of the Master Om Ram and understand the divine science of solar emanation right within your own world. For when you embrace this divine science, you will master all forces, force fields, and the outplaying of energies within your own world and within all worlds, blessed heart.
For centuries, we have been greatly under the control of astrological forces, slightly different for each person. Now, when we get this new law of the one perfected within us, we will no longer be under the control of astrological forces, but only our solar presence or our oneness, as we will all likewise have the same opportunities at the same time. We will all be higher. We won't have to worry about being pulled down because the sun or the moon or whatever is in such a place. We will be, it's like we will all be on the same roller coaster together. No one in this situation will have an opportunity or want to be moody, go to sleep, be unconscious. We will all be concentrating on the same ride, and it will be on earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. That's what's so exciting about what he just said.
The cosmic connectivity of our heart sustains the cosmic web and the warp and woof of the entire creation hangs upon the sustainment of light within each solar cell, solar being, and solar world. Charge your batteries through this invocation of light and through meditation upon the sun presence of the divine, daily, hourly, and moment by moment, and realize your full potential to assist the Brotherhood of Light and the Galactic Wayshores in moving forward the evolution of all unto the one.
Just briefly, I want to read you a portion. I read a little bit of this last month. In 1 Corinthians 12, it says, the body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, And though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with God. He's talking about the evolution of all of us unto the one. And we are, as I mentioned before, like cells in the body of God. Now, there are some cells in this body of God that are cancerous, and they will be removed. And we will talk about that in a few moments. But it's so interesting to me. It says, but in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. But if there are cells in the body of God that are not doing what they should do, such as the people, well, we might use the example of ISIS, for instance, something else will happen to them. They will not stay as a part of the body of God. And I want to share with you tonight just a little bit from what I have been finding on the Internet. And I know there are things on the Internet you have to be very careful of. But I have the most interesting information that I have read from a being that I read him every so often, and I put a lot of what he says on the back burner because I don't understand it. But he is an angel that I found on the Internet some time ago. I don't share him with everybody, but he has some interesting thoughts. He calls himself a watcher. He claims to have been Matthew, as of Matthew and Mark, Luke and John. And he calls himself Matthew, and he says, interestingly here, and you can put this on the back burner and just wait and see if this is true or not. He says, many of your analysts think that the Greek people's resounding no on the recent referendum put their country on the road to irreversible economic ruin. Don't worry, the country will manage. When they said no, this put the Illuminati on the road to irreversible economic ruin. Watch and see. He goes on to say that there is a lot of stuff happening now where beings who are of the dark forces of the shadow government, he calls them, are being exposed. He says the Illuminati began as a cohesive group of like-minded individuals whose objective was world domination. As time went by, egos grew and tempers flared, and eventually two competitive factions with that same goal emerged. We call them the shadow government because they influence and enforce so many aspects of your governments. Later, the Rothschilds and their adherents, who operate out of London and the Vatican, came up with a plan to solidify their control throughout Europe, the European Union, European Central Bank, and euro currency. There is no bandage large enough to patch the crack that the Greek vote made in the Rothschild Illuminati network. The crack will spread like a spider web around the world, and into it will fall the Rockefeller faction headquartered in Washington, D.C. and on Wall Street. And if that isn't enough for both factions to deal with, and Pope Francis's goodness and wisdom keeps upsetting their apple cart, now there's the agreement between negotiators from several major nations and Iran's leaders that their country will not pursue development of a nuclear weapon. He goes on to say that the media would have us fall in love with Netanyahu, but that actually the Israeli Prime Minister is a top-ranking Illuminati member. He's denounced the agreement or that Illuminati in the United States. Let's see, how does it say this? Anyway, he denounced the agreement of that Illuminati in the United States Congress and members whose election campaigns were funded by that Illuminati group and are opposing President Obama's efforts to get congressional approval. They want to invade Iran, and along with taking over that country's oil, they want to reap the riches that come from producing the machinery of war. They are trying to start a third world war. But, he says, the vibrations of intensifying light that led to those reversals for the Illuminati will keep increasing as the planet continues on its ascension course. The planet is ascending, and all of you who are light bearers, he says, will go with it. If we could tell you when the total undoing will be of the Illuminati and other negative shadow forces, we would do so joyously. But activity in Earth's energy field of potential indicates that their inevitable demise will come in stages, not in one fell swoop. They still have some power, dwindling though it is, in their black ops branch of the CIA, who were responsible for the Boston Marathon upset. So there's a lot of things going on that we don't hear about because the media is controlled. But Matthew goes on to say that it is unlikely for a while that any of the Illuminati will be identified as such in mainstream news reports because of the control of the media. But some of these have abandoned their fast-thinking ship. They have died of natural causes or by their own hand, or they have been arrested. You would recognize some of their names, but most of them you would not, and they will not soon be revealed. Upheavals will keep popping up as the age-old light versus dark battle for Earth civilization is nearing its end. You have waited a long time to see the light triumph as predestined, and you can welcome the bumpy ride through the last phases. However, most of the populace doesn't know about that long conflict, or that everything transpiring and what is ahead is about planetary and personal ascension, your ascension and this Earth's ascension. Many people are fearful or angry and are stressed out and depressed. With each new bump, they are more afraid. Your calmness, your positiveness will encourage them. Encourage them to have an optimistic outlook, but don't be disheartened if family and friends don't respond the same way. They will awaken in their own time of readiness. We ask you to uplift yourselves the most by envisioning those individuals who are doing bad, who are doing wrongly, within the light rather than focusing on their punishment. The impartial, non-judgmental, and unavoidable laws of the universe will serve them justice in a spirit world according to their lifetime deeds. I thought that was very interesting, and you can put that on your back burner and see what happens. It's interesting that somebody asked him about insects and rats and other critters that we don't particularly care for. He says, insects cannot survive in the higher vibratory levels where Earth is heading, and their place in the food chain will no longer be needed. As civilization grows in consciousness, so do all other life forms in that world. Have no concerns that your world may be overrun with rats or rabbits or any other animals that produce quickly. They will reproduce less often and in smaller numbers as long as they decide to embody on this planet. These species, like all others, evolve and at some point will incarnate as higher order species. And so there's a lot more, but I thought you would be interested in hearing that as we come to a conclusion here with Metatron.
I am that I am. Here and now. Without beginning or ending of days. And living in the eternality of beingness. I express light and love. Within the center of being for all. Live and move and have your being in liquid, living, crystal light, and know God fully within. I am I have come. I have emanated the frequency of the new blue here for you each one. And I return into the cosmic vortex of the all in all within the great silence of the heart.
David has some comments at this point. I hope that they're shared. If not, I will read them. Okay. David says here, I think that this is an incredible release from the Master. I have seen this name before. We have never received the dictation from Metatron. The artist Marius, or Marius Michael George, has a beautiful image of Metatron that you may want to consider having in your home now that you know that he is a viable and an official master of the Brotherhood. He says that his name is more of a title than a name, just as the Great Divine Director is a title rather than a name. Although I had not fully understood what Metatron or who Metatron was, I now, having been the receptor for this release, do understand the magnificence of his cosmic beingness as a solar being in his own right. He embodies the tree of life in its highest aspect. He is the Kabbalah. He is androgynous in his appearance. I use the word he, but he is beyond male or female. And his essence, as you could feel it during this release, is so stupendous that he is at the core, I believe, of this shift that is occurring as he sustains the turning of worlds within his own being. So you may desire to Google Metatron, David says, and learn what you can of the initiatic science, a little bit more perhaps than what Barbara shared. Barbara did share some very good things, though. And you can learn about the occult or the inner teachings that some have conveyed, but, and this is important, take what you read with a grain of salt. Discern the astral or the cosmic sciences behind who this great being is. God bless you. I will return you to the service so you can do the rosary and fulfill your spiritual practice for today. God bless us all. And that was David's comment at the end. Now, it's a little bit late, but we'll take a few more minutes to hear a little bit from Lord Lonto. And Greg, if you are there, we will let you share a little introduction to Lord Lonto. And if not, Barbara, we'll let you. So hit star 6, Greg, and come on. Okay, Barbara? If you're there, Greg thought he might be held up by his job. So, Barbara, if you're there, hit star 6 and come on.
Yes, I'm here.
Great.
Okay. Lord Lonto is the Chohan of the second ray, the yellow ray of illumination. And he serves at the retreat over the Tetons. The Royal Teton Retreat is where he spends most of his time. He's the one who directs and oversees the flame of precipitation, which burns in that retreat. And he was a student under Lord Himalaya originally, and he was one of the ones that came with Sanat Kumara years ago for the rescue of planet Earth and has been here on this planet ever since. He works together with Confucius and other masters of the golden flame to disseminate wisdom and knowledge throughout the planet. So, there we go.
Okay. I'm trying to get my, I have a wonderful CD here that Philip made for me, and I'm going to try to play. Oh, it came back out. Let's see if I can get it back in there again. All right. Hold on. If I can get this to play for me here. Here we go. I hope you can hear this.
Stillness required to move beyond thought into the dimensionless planes of being. These are concepts that you know, and yet which many of you have not yet penetrated or accepted fully as realizable, because you have simply not activated these possibilities through trial and through a deeper level of meditation within the meta state of God consciousness.
Just briefly, the meta state means the practice of loving kindness. It means breathing in love for your higher self and your little self, and breathing out benevolence and love to all sentient beings. When you meditate, sometimes you may want to focus on sending out love to each member of your family as you're meditating. This is one of the meanings of meditation, or the meta state.
Therefore, for those of you who would be bold and traverse the stars, I will have a class on meditation at the Grand Teton Retreat for a fortnight, beginning when you choose. It is an ongoing class, preparatory for many of you, or that which the Master Saint Germain will deliver later this year. If you would fully understand the dynamics of cosmic meditation, come and invest your energies with me in this sacred art of cosmic communion with the sun source through stillness. Dearest one, you will learn much. I aver. And for the intrepid, a number of Buddhas will be there also to support you in your greater meditation practice. You see, if you would simply prepare at night, even for a few minutes before you retire, and make the call, you could travel to our abodes of light and have much more delivered both to your inner awareness and even your outer waking consciousness upon arising, you could utilize upon your spiritual path. Yet for many of you, you while away those minutes before you sleep in untoward activities and things which diminish your ability to remember, and therefore utilize your hours wisely, for this is the path of the initiates, the adepts, and the true masters of wisdom. Now, as a boon to your beings, and by dispensation of the karmic board, I provide each one within this movement who would be diligent in the science of meditation from this day forward, the time of silence and stillness each morn, a greater ability to learn this art through an aureole of protection around your mind and auric field of light to seal your minds from the intrusive energies of the world at large, and even from your own not-self and your monkey mind, if you would simply breathe deeply as you begin your time of silence and invite this action to again diffuse its revelatory and protective vibration around you. It will be so, and you may even be amazed at your progress from henceforth. O Blessed One, use the gifts that we proffer wisely, and your acceleration may be great. I am Lanto, and from Grand Teton, I emanate to a lighthouse of love, wisdom, power, the energy of God, for the saving of the mind of man, planetary wide, from that which is of the thoughtless one, the ignorant, would entrap mankind in a matrix of nihilism. No more, I say, and through this fiat, let wisdom prevail, and let light shine forth from the sun to illumine our world.
Wow, he scared me.
In the space between breaths, you will find.
So that's it. That's the end. And I have to apologize to Marlene. I meant to have her come on earlier and share an experience that she has had that might be an encouragement to you, the way her higher self has been working in her life. Marlene, if you're still awake, I know you have to get up early, so if you're not awake and you're not there, I understand. I apologize. And I will use you again next week if this is too late for you. Or next month, rather. So, Marlene, if you're there, hit star six. Okay, I think that she's probably already gone to bed or thought I forgot. But I do want to mention one more thing here. You can call on Lord Lanto and set up a time for going to his retreat at night when you go to bed. And if you would like to have him teach you how to do meditation and protect you with a special, like a sheet or a tube of light around you in addition to what you already have with your solar presence, call on him before you go to bed. Wind down before you go to bed. Stop doing all these little things that you think you have to do to get ready for the next morning. That's something I have to battle all the time. And be sure that you have a schedule in which you write down the word meditate. It's like, I'm going to meditate from 7 o'clock in the morning till 7:15 or whatever. I have a schedule now that I've finally been able to get some victory with. I get up at 6:15. I drink my full glass of water. I put on my slippers and I go outside in my bare feet and I meditate for a few minutes with the sun as it comes up. It comes up about 6:30. Every day it comes up another minute later. And I have my little, excuse me, I have my little routine I do. Then I throw on my old clothes. I take my dog for a walk. I try to get back by 7:45 and meditate for 15 minutes before the beginning of the broadcast at 8 o'clock Central Time. And then I have everything written down for the day that I'm going to do. Now, this may not be something you think you want to do, but believe me, you will get more done if you do this. And you will meditate if you write it into your do list at a certain time that you're going to do it. And you look at that do list. You have it on your kitchen counter, or you have it in your purse when you go out somewhere. Whatever you do, put it on a schedule so that you learn to do it. And some of the things that will help you in meditating are eating right, getting to bed early enough, being careful of the caffeine and the sugar, learning how to breathe deeply, just breathe deeply and count your breaths as we did earlier. Block the pictures coming into your mind. Look up at that area between your eyes. Focus on one thought. And if lots of pictures and interruptions come, don't punish yourself. Be able to say, well, next time I'll do better. We all have some sort of ADD, I am convinced, in our Western culture. We cannot focus easily. We have not learned this great virtue like they have in the East. But you can get there, and it takes time. And if you would like help with it, go to our website, put in the word meditation where you see up there in the upper right-hand corner, it says search. Put the word meditation, and it will take you to those places or tell you where to go and what to do and find out all that you would want to know about meditation. Or go to the little purple banner across the top and click on, what is it? You click on, Barbara, do you know what that is? You click on when you do that. It's it has a dictionary in it, and then the dictionary has everything you want to know about meditation. So let me just encourage you to meditate. And if you don't know and you want to know, please call one of us as soon as possible. Okay. With that, I'm going to hit star 5, and or actually any of you that would like, hit star 6. Hear me? Okay. Let me mute everybody again, and you can hit star 6, and let's see what happens. All right.
Okay, now, what did you want me to answer, Donna?
I wanted you to tell me, or tell everybody, where did you go on the website to find, let's see, maybe I can get it here. Here it is. Teachings and Blogs is where you would go.
Yeah, under Teachings. Yeah.
Yeah, it's under Teachings. And then you can skip down to where it says, somewhere it says Dictionary. Oh, there's one in here, one under Teachings that just says Meditation. And then there's Guided Meditations. And then under that, there's Pure Meditation. And then there's Experience the Benefits of Meditation. So there's all those areas. If you click on Teachings and Blogs, you can click on any of them and learn all the great things about meditation. And I was just reading it earlier today, and it says, some of the benefits are awakening the body's regenerative or healing energy, improving your immune system, strengthening your body functioning, slowing down the aging process, reducing stress. Hey, I had to mute you all again. Anyhow, it improves your health, and it improves the thinking process. It enhances our appreciation of life. It stimulates creativity, and it raises you up to higher spiritual heights. So it prepares you for what's coming into the world right now. It helps you receive it and grow spiritually. That's the most important thing. But also it's important not to get defeated if you don't have a wild, wonderful success, because it's different for each person. I remember reading a book by Lanello, and he said that sometimes all he saw was light. He saw just wonderful light when he meditated. So this may be what you see. And if you see that great light, you know that you are being loved and appreciated by higher beings, and especially your solar presence. And then sometimes while you're meditating, you might see a master. And it might be a very brief shadow of one who happens to be watching over you at that moment. Sometimes for days, nothing particular happens at all, and you're continually trying to focus. And at those times, just practice your breathing and practice bringing yourself back on what you're going to focus on for the day or that morning. Set a timer for 10 minutes or 5 minutes or 15 minutes, whatever you can do. Start short. Start at 5 minutes and gradually increase your timer. I have a timer that I got from Walmart, and it just works great. I just set it for 10 or 15 minutes, whatever I have time for, and I know that I'm not going to go beyond that or fall asleep. So, and if you need any encouragement or help or have any problems with meditating, give me a call or call Barbara or one of our team leaders. Okay, we're going to take some time for prayer, and I'm going to call on Cynthia, if you're there, Cynthia, to close in prayer for us. And everybody, we will say goodnight to all of you except those that we can pray for tonight. So, Cynthia, hit star 6.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Let me mute. I'm going to mute you again, and you hit.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Hit star 6 again, Cynthia.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. So we'll let you close.
Okay. Thank you. We thank all who are here for this wonderful class tonight. With the great cosmic being, Metron. We thank Metron for teaching us about cosmic, microcosmic worlds and our solar presence, and reminding us about being co-creators with God through higher consciousness and embracing higher concepts. We thank beloved Lord Lanto for inviting us to his Grand Teton classes, and for so much more that he's shared and has given us this evening. We thank the Heavenly Host for overshining this class and all the wisdom that has come forth. And let us take time now to meditate or contemplate on all that we've heard this evening. We thank beloved Donna her loving desire to raise our awareness and consciousness to help bring in this new golden crystal age consciousness and age. Bless you all. This class is now sealed. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Okay. Who do we have with us that can help us pray tonight for a few requests? We have Donna. Dregan, are you still there?
Yep.
Okay.
Dwayne.
Sharon.
Sharon, wonderful. And let's see. Cynthia, Cindy, are you going to be with us? I think Cindy is there.
Barbara,
are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have any prayer requests tonight? I know we went a little bit longer, so I'm not sure if anybody was still with us.
Yes, I have one. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I have one from Marlene. She called me earlier and wanted to get this in because she would have to go to bed before the class was over. So she has a request for prayers for Susie Dean. She is the daughter of one of Marlene's coworkers, and she's just been diagnosed with second stage cancer. I don't know what kind.
Oh, Dean, spelled like D-E-A-N?
Yes.
Okay. Second stage cancer. All right. Any more prayer requests? Just hit star 6, anybody who's still with us.
This is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
I'd like you to pray for my sister Susan Strong. She's a very defensive. That's her main thing. And anybody says anything that's just a little bit negative towards her, she just gets very, very offended. I made a comment the other night on the phone about leaving her a message and saying, well, you know, that she might not get around to listening to it very readily. Boy, she was really offended, quite angry with me for being negative. And the problem is that she was born without circulation to part of her frontal lobe, and she was a bit of a slow learner. She was kind of silly as a young person, but then she got married, and later, as she had to provide for her youngsters and everything, she really straightened up, and she has worked so hard that she's gained some circulation in that part of her brain. And, she's an LVN and has done really well with that and taking care of patients. And she does real well with some of her decisions and everything, but boy, does she really get offended easily. And I just pray for her for that, so that she can overcome that part.
How do you spell her last name?
Strong, S-T-R-O-N-G.
N-G, okay, got it.
Susan
okay,
Strong.
Okay, thank you, Rebecca. And
Donna?
I have a yes, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Lee, and hi, Donna, how are you doing? And I want to tell you, I just love these classes, and I thank you and all of the ones that helped you. You are such a boost, and it's so uplifting, and I thank you each and every one.
Thank you.
And I would like to ask prayer for my friend Don, and his last name is Smails, S-M-A-I-L-S, and he was airlifted to Dallas because he is going to have open-heart surgery. I don't know all the particulars, but when they did get him down to Dallas, the heart was not strong enough to withstand the surgery, so they have been giving him medication where that he can take the heart surgery, and also for his wife, Rhonda, R-H-O-N-D-A, because she has been under a tremendous amount of stress.
Okay.
And then I have my other friend, Bibi, and she is here in El Paso. What happened with her, somehow inside her body, a little chip of bone got chipped off,
and it got into the sac around the spine, and it's hitting a nerve, and it's very difficult for her to walk, and she is going to have surgery.
It'll have to be on her. What did you say her name was again?
BB. Like
BB.
Uh-huh. And she's here in El Paso.
Okay, and she had a chip. Say that once more. That's so different.
Somehow, something happened in her body that a little piece of bone got chipped off somewhere in her body, and it got into the sac around the spine, and it's hitting a nerve, and it's very difficult for her to walk or be in motion.
Okay. All right.
And
walk.
Then I would like a prayer for my friend Jenny. Her sister passed away about 2 weeks ago unexpectedly in her sleep, and Jenny is having a very, very difficult time with this loss.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then also, one other thing I wanted to share with you, with the Isis, one thing I read was that a lot of them, the reason why they're fighting like that they're even in that group, is so many of them, they have no other source of income, and this is an avenue for them to have money to feed their families. And so if situations turn around where that they do have money, many of them will leave this group and go home and be with their families.
There's a lot more to the story also.
Yes.
And you give me a call sometime. I'll share with you what I have learned also about it.
Okay. And then one other thing, I have a little prayer, and every day I say or do a prayer of gratitude for blessings all through the day. And one of the things that I have noticed that I am grateful for is that people are so very kind. I was out today, and everyone I met was just, their kindness was so high and so, I mean, you can just feel it, Donna. It's like, you know, when you've ever had a piece of cake and it just tasted so good that it just makes you happy all through your being. Well, that's the way that the people are anymore. And I am grateful for this, and I think it's a great awakening that's coming for all the people, you know. And I think it's just delightful.
That's wonderful, and it's happening more and more in more places, that's for sure. Thank you, Lee.
And also, I want to just have prayers for everyone on the call and for all of you and for everything you do, and this is one of my gratitudes, and I thank you all, and everyone have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Do we have any other prayer requests tonight? I have one for a lady named Enola Gay, which happens to be the name of that airplane that dropped the first atom bomb. Her name's Enola. But anyway, she has her daughter committed suicide recently.
Oh.
And Enola is going through a tremendous amount of stress over it. She happens to be the broadcaster at our little local radio station. And she has to come across cheerful and happy and do a wonderful job every day, despite this fact. Her daughter committed suicide about 2 months ago now, and she's having a difficult time dealing with it. So prayers for Enola regarding her daughter that committed suicide. Okay, any other requests from anybody? Then what we'll do is I'll ask Donna Dregan, if you will take Susie Dean, the daughter of a coworker of Marlene Prescott, who's in the second stage of cancer right now. And if you will also take Rebecca's sister, Susan Strong, who's easily offended, and maybe pray for Rebecca and her and Susan's relationship together to be all that it should be, also. And Sharon, if you will take Lee's request for Don Smails, S-M-A-I-L-S, whose heart is too weak for heart surgery, but he's getting medication to prepare for it. And if you'll take his wife, Rhonda, who is going through a lot of stress right now because of all this that she's going through with her husband. And Cindy, if you will take Bibi, who is a friend of Lee's, who has had a piece of bone go into a sac around her spine and can't walk or move without pain. And let's see, Barbara, if you will take Jenny, who has a difficulty getting over the loss of her sister. And Dwyn, if you will take Enola Gay, who is trying to get over the loss of her daughter's suicide. And then I'll close. So Donna, we'll let you start.
Okay. In the name I am that I am, we call to Mother Mary, Raphael, the Hilarion, and the healing angels. We ask that you work with Susan Dean, who is in second stage of cancer. Surround her with your love. And Mother Mary, please put your hands on her that all will be healed if it is God's will, and her karma. And we ask that Rebecca, her friend, Susan Strong, that her feeling of being offended easily will be helped by Kazumi and Micah of Unity, that their relationship will be mended and that Susan will not be so offended easily. And that a lot of ho'oponopono could be done with this and will alleviate perhaps the problem. Thank you.
Okay. This is Sharon. In the name I am that I am, I call for, first of all, blessings for Lee and all this information that she has given us to pray for her friends and loved ones. We call for the blessings upon Don Snails and his wife. I call for the Ember Matrix to overshadow them. Don Snails is dealing with open-heart surgery, and his wife is under, understandably, a lot of stress. I call to Beloved Servatius and all the healing angels to surround this couple to help them heal, go through this. Beloved God, harmony, help them. Help them, help them with your harmony and your love this night. Thank you.
Hi, my name, can you hear me?
Yeah.
In the name I am that I am, I call to Beloved Mother Mary and Raphael and all who work on the Green Ray and all the healing angels to envelop the beautiful emerald green light around beloved BB, who lives in El Paso, to help her with her body and that what's going on with the bone chip that's in this sac around her spine, and may she find relief. May the right doctors and treatment come forth to bring relief and healing, so that she may be able to walk and to be in motion without pain. Oh, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, beloved angels of the healing, Emerald Green Ray, for hearing our calls for beloved BB and all that we're giving calls to tonight. Amen.
Amen. I call to beloved Mother Mary and all the healing angels, the angels of comfort, to wrap their wings around the soul of Jenny, of Lee's friend Jenny, whose sister passed away recently. She's suffering from great grief. Give her peace and harmony, and let that wonderful pink love just comfort her so very deeply. Help her remember her sister and all the wonderful times that they've had together, and know that she is just a heartbeat away. Help her to understand at deep levels that their connection can never be broken when they are one together in the spirit. Help her work through the grieving process and move on in her life. By God's grace, we ask it, and we know it is done. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
In the name I am that I am, and Holy Christ that is self, we call to you, beloved Jesus, beloved Mother Mary, and beloved Kuzumi, as beloved St. Francis, and for your understanding and your assistance in psychology, to help beloved Enoa Gay and with the loss of her daughter. And we ask for absolute compassion and love to fill her world, and for the melting of the stress so that she can fully feel the love within her heart and extend that heart, extend that love so that she can heal in every way possible with the help of the angels to overshine her and work with her in this loss, this loss. And we ask that she find a way to fill this loss where she can serve with such love, and perhaps with children, or some way to fill that space that really requires the healing unguent of the angels. We see the emerald ray and the blue ray of protection, healing her mind and her soul, that she can find that peace. We see waves of purple, violet, pink flame and emerald ray just blazing through her entire four lower bodies, her mental and emotional and spiritual beings, so that she may truly have that peace. And we see the soul of her daughter as she is in the etheric retreats receiving healing for her being, that somehow, in some way, there the love can still flow between them and there be healing. Amen.
Amen.
We call right now to all of the entire spirit of the Universal Great White Brotherhood and to all cosmic beings who help this planet and love us, and to the nine choirs of angels of the Most High God from out of the great central sun, to blaze forth your light into our world and free the sentient beings, the seventh root race, the light bearers, the children of God, the unborn children, the newborn children, and the youth. Thank you for letting souls caught in the sea of illusion to receive now your ministering presence to free them from all unrealities. And thank you for for beloved Archangel Michael and Faith, who are defending the woman and her seed and all that comes forth on this earth. And thank you for the power of the I Am that I Am that is binding the forces of darkness that attacks the life streams who seek and hunt for deliverance this day. Thank you for letting light prevail and for letting all rise into their God estate and awaken unto eternal life within the holy city of God's eternal heart in heaven. We are grateful. We love you, and we're sorry. Please forgive us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Thank
you. Okay.
Amen.
We will meet again the 27th of August, I believe it is, or 28th of August. No, it's the 27th, right. So if you all have any ideas or particular heart streams you would like to have on our Heart Share class, let me know. because I'm always looking for a new exciting hot heart stream, and I know that you all have a favorite one, so let me know, and I'll say good night to all of you.
Good night, Donna.
Good night, Donna.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.